Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Says Kurt Anderson in the promos you've been hearing on WNYC for the new radio variety show Kings County. Says Kurt Anderson, Brooklyn's not just a borough, it's a state of mind. Kurt, host of Studio 360 and now Kings County, doesn't need much of an introduction to most of you. So, Kurt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
And what in the world are you talking about? Last time I looked, Kings County was a mass of land bordered by the Hudson Bay on the west and south, Newtown Creek on the north, and Ozone Park and Ridgewood, Queens on the east. I was wrong. It's a state of mind.
You literalist. It is, of course, a borough in which I happen to have lived for the last 22 years, but we've also seen in the last decade or so how, as Brooklyn has had its cultural renaissance in all ways, of every second writer lives there, it's full of artists, art galleries, every indie band lives there, and there's a kind of Brooklyn sensibility that exists everywhere in New York City and indeed throughout the world. There was a piece in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago that said that Parisians now refer to certain kinds of high-quality, unpretentious restaurants as très Brooklyn. So there you go.
There you go. So we thought we would have a little fun with some of you while Kurt is here to talk about Kings County and a couple of other things. Who wants to play a little Know Your Brooklyn trivia? If you think you know the borough, history, culture, geography, state of mind, give us a call. We'll ask you some questions. If you get two in a row right, you'll get the official Kurt Anderson designation, Real Brooklynite. Call now, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 if you want a Know Your Brooklyn trivia question or two. And while we're waiting for the calls to come in, I want to play you what is perhaps the best Brooklyn media rant of all time. It's Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News anchor, on Morning Joe in January of last year.
I think the media story of the year in 2010 was the New York Times discovery of Brooklyn. Once a day, there's a story about all the riches offered in that bureau. There are young men and women wearing ironic glass frames on the streets. There are open-air markets, artisanal cheeses for sale on the street of an entire American borough. It's been fascinating to watch the paper venture over the bridge.
So they loved it on Morning Joe.
An envious Manhattanite, who is, by the way, whose daughter is one of the stars of the Brooklyn-centric HBO series Girls.
Oh, I didn't know that. Brian Williams' daughter, huh?
Yeah, so there's a father-daughter thing happening there, clearly, in that line of humor.
So the Times discovered Brooklyn in 2010, and Kings County, WNYC, discovered it in 2012.
We've been talking about it for a long time. We don't move as quickly, I guess. But no, we've discovered it. As you know, more than half of the people at this station live in Brooklyn,
yes,
as do all the cool kids these days. And we thought that it was the correct place, venue, to try to do a variety show. Variety shows being kind of a great old-fashioned entertainment staple, but just like Brooklyn, here it's being kind of reinvented for the 21st century.
All the cool kids, except the ones who live in Inwood. Now, you wrote that, I want Kings County to conjure a version or vision of Brooklyn that exists in cities everywhere. So is there something of Brooklyn in every city?
Absolutely. I mean, 20 years ago, people would have said, oh, it's the Soho of Chicago or the Soho of San Francisco. I think now they are saying it is the Brooklyn. And to my mind, it's a better version of that, because it's not about inaccessible glamminess. It's about community. It's about low-key, non-slickness. It's about all the good old American virtues.
Of course, one of the stories of Brooklyn that we've covered a lot is also the tension between old Brooklyn and new Brooklyn, gentrification, et cetera, and the problems that come with a burgeoning borough, congestion pricing, bike lanes, yada, yada.
For sure. And you know, 'twas ever thus in New York. I mean, gentrification as a phrase didn't exist until the last 30 years or so. But New York has always been the tear them down and build them up, and this week's neighborhood of this kind in a year is going to be very different. And that is part of the creative tension of New York City.
All right. We have a full board of listeners who are ready for some Brooklyn trivia questions. Cassius in Bed-Stuy, you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Brian.
Kurt, hit him.
Well, Cassius, this is the really easy one to start off with. Brooklyn was founded by the A, Dutch, B, British, C, expats from Ohio who moved here after college in Vermont.
It's A, the Dutch.
And yes, it is the Dutch. It was originally Breukelen, Breukelyn, which is the name of a Dutch province. The Dutch lost Brooklyn to the British in the conquest of New Netherland in 1664. All right, Cassius, name four bridges, four, that connect Brooklyn to other boroughs in the city.
Well, the Manhattan Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, Staten Island Bridge, and Pulaski Bridge.
He's a winner. Of course, most of us call the Staten Island Bridge the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, but I'll take it.
Oh, we'll take it.
Sorry,
that was close, because it definitely, you know, you don't want to diss Mr. Verrazano.
And there's also the Williamsburg, the Kosciusko, and the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge.
Indeed. But, Cassius, you got those two in a row right, so you get the designation at your next cocktail party of a Kurt Anderson Real Brooklynite.
All right. That's amazing.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We're going to give Neil and Park Slope a shot here. Hi, Neil.
Hi. How are you, Brian?
Hit him, Kurt.
According to the 2010 census, Hispanics and Latinos made up what percentage of Brooklyn's population? 10%, 20%, 30%?
30%.
Sorry, Neil. The answer is 20%, or to be precise, 19.6%, and this number has been pretty steady for several decades. There is a big growth of Mexicans, however, who recently overtook other Hispanic groups throughout the city as rich Hispanics. We'll try Peter in Flatbush with the next question. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Kurt, what you got?
Peter in Flatbush. There you are in Flatbush in Brooklyn. During the Revolutionary War, the Battle of Long Island took place in what is now A, Prospect Park, B, Midwood Cemetery, or C, Sunset Park?
Well, it's Prospect Park, but also Greenwood Cemetery was part of the Union. The Revolutionary Defense, right? So, but about Prospect Park.
Not only are you correct, but you've expanded upon the answer even more correctly. You win a double prize. You're a super duper Brooklyn, real Brooklyn.
All right, and the next question.
This is a hard one. Brooklyn's official motto, taken from the Dutch being "Eendracht maakt mat," is a Dutch in Dutch means what?
Is it unity through work? Is that what it
is? Close.
Oh, strength? I don't...
Yes. Unity makes strength.
Unity makes strength.
That's great.
Dude, hey, you are great.
A real thanks. Brooklynite. Peter, thank you very much. Let's go on to Lourdes in Bed-Stuy. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
True or false? Frederick Law Olmsted designed Prospect Park after he designed Central Park.
That's a hard one. I'm
going
to say false.
It is true. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Central Park was built in 1858, ground broken on Prospect Park in June 1866. So you're a real Brooklynite anyway, but you just can't use the designation that we're handing out today. All right, let's see. Let's get one more caller, then we're gonna run out of time. Jeannie in Prospect Lefferts Gardens. Hi.
Chef's Table, a small restaurant inside a grocery store in downtown Brooklyn, is the only restaurant in Brooklyn to receive 3 stars from who?
Michelin.
Yes. And the New York Times.
New York Times.
That's right. Okay, one more. You want to do the writer's question?
Sure.
You have that right there?
Which of these contemporary writers, as far as we know, has not lived and worked in Brooklyn? Colson Whitehead, Jonathan Lethem, David Foster Wallace, Jennifer Egan.
C. I'm going to go with C.
Is correct. David Foster Wallace never lived in Brooklyn, as far as we can tell. Another real Brooklynite. Gene in Prospect Lefferts Gardens, thank you.
Thank you.
And we are here with Kurt Anderson from all kinds of things. Studio 360, Kings County. Let's see, you have one more show in this Kings County
one more live show, and there are still a few tickets available. It's at Galapagos this Friday evening, and Kristen Schaal from The Daily Show and 30 Rock is my co-host.
Fun. And you've got going on at Studio 360 trying to redesign Canada. Now, what does that mean other than moving it 500 miles south?
Just making the shape more geometric. No, we are rebranding it. We've given it mottos. We've hired a design firm to give it a whole new branding campaign. I realize Canada has Canadians tend to have both an inferiority complex vis-a-vis the United States and a superiority complex, and we're trying to square that circle.
And you also have a new novel called
True
Believers, about to be released.
It'll come out in just about 2 weeks, and it's a sort of political thriller love story about the 1960s and now, about politics, protest, all of it.
You'll be on the Leonard Lopate Show at that time to discuss it. Is it too big a question to ask what kinds of connections you find between the 1960s and today as themes to explore?
You mean, can I answer that in 15 seconds,
Brian?
That's
exactly what I mean.
I think, as Mark Twain famously was supposed to have said, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. I think we're seeing some rhymes right now with the 1960s. And I think in many ways, so many of the ways we live now really got their start in the 60s. I'm wearing blue jeans. I wouldn't have been 40 years ago. The sense of freedom to do whatever you want, for better and for worse, all began flowering in the 1960s.
Okay, turning the tables. We didn't tell you this was coming. Quick true, false quiz about Canada. Canada and the U.S. are the world's largest trading partners. True or false?
True.
True. His name was Snorri. His parents were Thorfinn and Gudrid, and he was born in Vinland around the year 1000. It's in the book Interesting Facts About Canada, published in 1995. He was the first American child born of European parents, born in Canada. True or false?
Maybe.
True.
So that's a true.
And we leave it there. Kurt Anderson, doing Brooklyn and other stuff.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot.